Okay. It's like the Mishnah. Challenging Mishnah. Hasecha para mechaveirai. Vishila lacho mesa kadarka. Yishpa hasecha shemesa kadarka. Hashayel yishalim lasecha. Very clear case. Bala para, the renter of the para, and the borrower of the para. Mesa kadarka, which is an oinis. The shayel has to pay. A shayel is always chayiv. And the Seicher is Potter on Einsim. Tanakama. And Rabbi Yaisi, how could that be? Keitzer halay sischer beparasi shel chaveray. Elatazer para labayim. So we have here a machlokes. And we have to try to figure out, b'ma pligi, what is the machlokes? What are the tutsdadim here? And hopefully from that, to be able to learn out some of the yesaidis in the chiyuvim of Shaimrim, of Mazik. It's not going to be possible to learn one mahalach in this Mishnah for a number of reasons. First of all, Tosfos, Dibur HaMasel Tarsa Para, has his own mahalach in the Mishnah, which we're not going to discuss today, we'll probably do tomorrow. He has his own mahalach, different than the other Rishayim. And Taisis is totally pshat in the Gemara, and that we're going to put aside for tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to learn Taisis Mahalach, which there's a stipler in the Kilas Yaakov Simon Chav Tes, who works on trying to understand Taisis Mahalach in the Mishnah. We're going to try to go with the more pashut Mahalachim, and nothing's pashut in the Mishnah, but to try to figure out by Ma Pligi. Now, the only way to start is by asking ourselves which is the more pashuta shita, the Chachamim or Rabbi Yaisi. It's not easy to answer the question, but which, before you start being mayan into the shaklavatari of the inyan, who's more pashut bashkafa rishayim? You learn the Mishnah. I think everybody learns the first case in the Mishnah. You smile to yourself. You say, "Yeah, interesting case." The Bailam lose and the Seicha gains. And then it says, Amar Rabbi Yaisi, he says what you're thinking. He says, Keser Allah is Chayr, but Paras Yishal Chayr. In Din, which is the more Pasha to Shita, and which is the Shita that needs Hasmer? Which is more Pasha? Chachavim or Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi is more Pasha. Rabbanan are more Pasha. Chachavim are more Pasha. Why are they more Pasha? Chachamim, I'm saying it was more pashut. You're saying Rabbi Yaisi is more pashut. You're saying Rabbi Yaisi is more pashut. It's interesting to see what type of people in the Rabbi Yaisi is more like. Which mahalach hamachshava? No. You hear both ways. I'm not asking who's right. I'm asking you who's more hashkaf rishayna. If you're talking stamazai to somebody without going into the iyun asugya, when you start hashkaf rishayna, what should happen? Rabbi Yaisi and Din makes more sense. Rabbi Yaisi and Din makes more sense. Is that the way most people feel? Huh?
Yes, makes more sense to your
Rabbanan. So you're talking about being fair. Rabbi Yaisi makes more sense. What you're saying? It's not fair. Din, Rabbanan makes sense, huh? They both don't make sense. Rabbi Yaisi more. Rabbi Yaisi is better. Yeah. Why? Because.
Because the renter doesn't really. He's not his. He doesn't own it. So even if it died by him, and he's not responsible, so good.
Now that time I like very much. The taina is, but the problem is Rabbi Yaisi doesn't say a taina. He says a different taina. Is Rabbi Yaisi saying a taina? Now the taina. I'd like to tell you the way I think. There are two nekudas here. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ketzar alois eschayr pasul shel chaveru." What kind of tain is that? If it works out that way, it works out that way. No, like, what are you tining to me? Ketzar alois eschayr chaveru. If it works out that way, it works out that way. What are you going to do? You know, if you lend me a dollar and I borrow a $1 million lottery ticket, I win $1 million. I only have to give you a dollar. I borrowed a dollar from you and I bought something that made money. So if I rent a para and I made money, so on one side, Well, what's Rabbi Yossi's taina? Ketzer halayis esar b'chayv parasu shachavera. Why can't I do schayru parasu shachavera? I can't do schayru with somebody else's para. Why not? Like, if that's the way it works out, I'll be din. So then, that's the way it works out. I'll be din. That's if you don't have a kasha on the chachamim, you're just saying it's not fair. That's not a taina. Ketzer halayis esar b'chayv. Like, for what? On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef L'chayr is right for a totally different reason, which maybe you can learn into the words. But Rabbi Yosef's teshuva should be, who are the chiyuvim to? If I rent a parah from you, and someone comes and he's mazik it, who does the mazik pay? Not pashut. If I rent your car, and somebody comes, he damages the car, Who does he have to go? Who's this dentire with? The owner of the car? No. If I rent a car and somebody damages it, he damaged the owner's car. He damaged my car. It's because it's my car. It's because I happen to have chiyuvim to the person I rented it from. So I'm going to lose. So mail, I'm interested in dealing with you.
You even know the person something, right? The original power of something. Either a shul or mamon. So it comes to a person and something happens to it.
The Baal HaPara is... The Baal of the car is... Who's the owner of the car?
When it gets...
Is it the renter?
Or the car gets hit, it's the person who rents it.
It's his headache.
It's his.
It's his headache. He has a chrysis. It's not his car. It's the other person's car, no?
He owes the owner of the car something. The original owner of the car something. Whether it's a shuo or a mamon. So as soon as something happens, it becomes his.
As soon as something happens, it becomes his. Like Lashon Gemara, Kana B'Misa. Somehow it's kind of when it dies. Right. What? Who's Kasha? The what? Well, we have to understand what Dal Antv Dal Shvuasech means, and then we'll be able to understand that the attack needs a Hezber. Obviously, whatever we say has to shim with the Gemara. I just want to sort of talk about where we're starting from in order to be able to go weiter. So where we're starting from, whatever we're arguing about, we'll have to see. But what we're starting from is this. On the one hand, if you just ask me the Shaila, I would think Rabbi Yossi is more mustaver. Because I would say, it's the owner of the para, it's his para. After all is said and done, whose para is it? This para made money. Who didn't make money? For the owner. I would think that it belongs to the original owner. After everything is said and done, Lamaisa belongs to the original owner. That would be my Hashkafa Rishayna, like Rabbi Yossi. On the other hand, just Rabbi Yossi's words, if he's saying, Halai, it's Parasa Shachaverai, I would understand. But he seems to have a tie that, Halai, this guy, he's doing Schaira with someone else's Parah. Not right. What do you mean it's not right? If it works out that way, then it's right. If it doesn't work out, it's not right. I can't make money with your Parah. As long as I don't cheat you, I do everything straight. There's an Avla that someone else is making Schaira with Parasa of someone else? It's very confusing to me. The words "Ketzer Alois Eschayr Pasa Shachaveray" sounds like it's not fair. If you can tell me "Ketzer Alois Eschayr," it's not fair, and therefore we'll make a new takara drabanan. Okay, but he's not saying that. He's saying it's the halacha. Elataz the par
the bailam. And it's just talking about that the original owner was asking for the
cipher
to run down.
Right.
If he's
so it's a more of a reason that what?
More of a reason why you shouldn't have a kind of why the guy should do that kind of case of
Yeah, some will argue the other way. Since he gave permission to lend it out, so whatever profit comes from that should zicha go to him. Yeah, people are kind of fakert. Right. So it means you're really doing it for me. You're doing it as you're my agent. I'm not making him shliach, dina shlichus, but if you would do something on your own, maybe. Doing it for me, It's more of a reason the original person should get it.
He's not doing it for the original owner. The original owner said you can do whatever you want, whatever you want to do.
So it's more of a reason that who should get it.
No reason why the Sechah.
Why the Sechah should get it. Because he didn't do anything wrong. And you're saying, because he didn't do anything wrong, since he did, that's true. If he did something wrong, there's more of a reason he shouldn't get it. He didn't. So whatever mahalach we're going to come up with, there seems to be a chesaron in the chachamim and a chesaron in Rabbi Yosef. The chesaron in the chachamim's taina is that lemaisa, it's the other person's para. Why shouldn't the owner of the para get the profit of the para? It's his. Well, if someone's masik a para, you should already own him. Chesaron Rabbi Yosef's taina is one of the words mean, Ketzar Halah is the Schayer Prasa Shachaveri. The words, Ketzar Halah, needs a Hezber. So both Shittas need a little bit of Hezber, and to try to come down to know by my plea. So first, the first Mahalach that we're going to go with is something that we discussed when we started the Perek. I don't think most of the Achrayim, or even most of the Rishayim, hold of this. But just since we discussed it on Lami Gimel Amid Beis, I'd like to review it. The Mahalach of the Kuntresay Shiurim. And with his Mahalach, it's a Mahalach in the Mishnah. And after that, we'll get to the Mahalach, which is probably according to most of the Achrayim. The Kuntresay Shiurim talked about the clair of why a Shomer is Chayiv. When a shomer, if I'm watching something or I borrow something and it's something happens to it, it's stolen. Why does a shomer have to pay? I took something from you, whether I'm a shomer sachar, or a shomer chinam, or a shayel, or a seicher, and something happened to it. What is the lumdis of my chiv? It says in the Torah, I have to pay. What's the reason? So he said that there are two mahalchim. Either that the Shomer has a din mazik because he failed in his shmira. His shmira was not good enough to prevent the geneva. Shmira wasn't good enough to prevent einsim. He was chayiv in einsim. It works with the rules of mazik. When I'm a Shomer, I have certain obligations, and if I fail in those obligations, even ba'inis, I'm chayiv to pay according to the rules of Shomer. It's a mazik dikadin. That was one mahalach that he had. And the second mahalach he had was, you're not a mazik. You failed shmira, that's not a mazik. Your chiyav is because you were mekabel achrayis at the time you took it. When a shomer chinam takes something, it lies in that, a kabbalas achrayis, it's implicit that I'm responsible for it to whichever gedarim the Torah shtel davek. So when you take it, it's a kabbalah sachrayis to the other person from whom you're taking it. And the chiyuv is because of your kabbalah sachrayis. And we spoke out according to this that every shomer has two chiyuvim. One is to watch it, and one is to pay if something happens to it. They're two separate chiyuvim. One to watch and one to pay. And then we had the whole ketzais. If a person wants to back out, he can back out from watching and not from paying. That we all discussed last time. But bottom line, according to the second mahalach, the chiyuvim are chiyuvim because you are makabel achrayis. If you're makabel achrayis, you're chayiv. That's the chiyuv according to the second mahalach of Shomer. The Kuntresay Shiurim said that if you go with the second mahalach, then we have a hezber in the chachamim. In the chachamim of our Mishnah, the Chachamim say that the Shoyel pays the Seicher. So the question is, the tzad of that Rabbi Yossi's more mistaver is, what do you mean? It's the other guy's animal. Why are you paying the Seicher? It's not his animal. It's the other person's animal. Well, why are you paying the Seicher? The answer is, so I'm not paying the person who owns the animal. I'm paying the person from whom I was Mekabel Achrayis. The person to whom I had a Kabbalah Sachrayas. When he lent it to me, I was makabel to him certain responsibility. It's a business deal between me and him. It's a totally separate business deal from the original owner. The original owner has zero shaykhis. There's no shaykhis, because I'm not chayiv al tzmaz. I'm chayiv because I was mekabel achrayis. I told him, if this happens, I'll pay. So therefore, my chiyuvim are only to him, the chachamim hold. So according to that, the obligations of the shayil are to the seicher because he was mekabel achrayis from him. Rabbi Yossi argues with that. Could be he argues with the Holy Side. I'm not sure how the country says Shom would explain. He's coming to explain the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yossi could disagree with the whole Cheshbin. But the Chachamim themselves hold this Cheshbin of Kabbalah Sachrayis. Now, if you go with this Mahalach, when you learn the Gemara, we're going to have a bit of a hard time. The Lashon Mesuhu Dekani, Shvuhu Dekani, the Lashon of Kinyanim. So I have to see who this fits with. But like I said, this is the first Mahalach. This is the Mahalach that I had mentioned to you when we started the Perek, that this Mishnah is a Mishnah where you have person 1, 2, and 3, where person number 3 is a Shayil, not a Ganev and not a Mazik. And that's why the Din Torah is between number 3 and number 2. If number 3 would have been a Ganev, or a Shayil, or a Mazik, well, the Dinim would change. Right, the third person would steal it from the seicher or be masik it. Then his entire would be with the original person, according to everybody, because the only according to this first mahalach, the only reason in this mishnah the middle person can make money is because he made such a deal. He made this deal with person number 3, and that's the reason that it works. So this is the first mahalach in the chachamim. This mahalach evades all the hard kashas of masik. Saying it has nothing to do with mazik. What it is, it's like I take your para and I buy a life insurance policy on your para. And I'm lucky, your para dies. So do I get the life insurance? So nobody would have an argument. No? Would people argue and say, who's more mustaver? There would be no suffix. No, if you have a para and you rent me your para, and I go and I get a life insurance policy on the para, and then the para dies. Well, who gets the money? The Pashit? Of course I get the money. Why should the other guy get the money? I have a separate deal on this animal. I have a deal with someone that if the animal dies, he's going to pay me. It's a separate deal.
Well, it's not that. You're spending money, you make money. No loss here.
Well, technically I did have a loss because I had the right to use the animal for a day and I gave it away to the shayil. Right? I lost the use of the animal. But you're right, it sounds fairer. But that's the way, according to Chutz Hashirim, that's Pshat and the Chachamim. He's saying that really Rabbi Yossi is more mustav. Chachamim need Hezbin. So into the Chachamim, we come up with this new Hezbin, that it's a separate deal between the Seicher and the Shayel. The Shayel is Bekab Lachrayis to the Seicher. Totally separate deal. So Meila, there's no Kashas on the Chacham. So this is the Chutz Hashirim's Mahalach. The reason I say I don't think most hold of it is because I think for two reasons. First of all, most of the Mefarshim understand that Chiyuve Shemrim doesn't work out a separate Kabbalah Sachrayis, that it is some other geder of a hezek to the animal. And second of all, because the Kutshishurim doesn't fit well into Lashon HaGemara. So, Pshat number one is Kutshishurim's Mahalach. Now we go according to the other Mahalach. The other Mahalach is a Shemrim is Chayiv Al Tzmazik. The reason the Shayel pays is because he's a Mazik. Im Kain, the Mishnah Vaita, Tzarechi and Gadol. What's going on in the Mishnah? Why does number 3 pay number 2? He should pay the original owner, the Balapar. So again, we need a new Mahalach now in the Chacham. Now, the Rishash is bothered by a different Kasha. L'chaira, we could have said our Mishnah's case, Lav dafka seicher and shayel. I could have said exactly the same case with a shaymer chinam and a shaymer sachar. Chayer could do exactly the same. The first person who took the animal is a shaymer chinam. And he gave it to the second person, he's a shaymer sachar. And the animal was nevda, or nigzala, nigneva. The animal was stolen. Does a shaymer chinam pay on geneva? Shaymer chinam is part on geneva. So the person number 2 is the Shemichinam. is potter on Geneva to his Ba'alim. Person number three is a Shem HaSachar, now has to pay the Shem HaChinam. L'chayri, you could have exactly the same case as our Mishnah. Instead of the first person being a Seicher and the last person being a Shayel, you could add that the first person who took it was a Shem HaChinam and the last person was a Shem HaSachar. L'chayri Nachinami. You could have said that case. A Bershus, the same way the Seicher. As far as a right to pass it further, the Rosh Zicha says that it has to be Rishus. L'chatchila, certainly, you're not allowed to hand it out without Rishus. Even a Seicher, yeah. You mean because he has no right to give it on, to give it over? Okay, those Rishayim, including the Rosh, who learned the Mishnah's talking that they had Rishus to pass it on. So the kasha then is a good kasha. You could have said Shem HaChinam and Shem HaSachar, and he had Rishus to pass it on. But that if it's Rishus Teretz. You're right. According to Rishus Teretz, it would be Nachinam. It would answer this kasha. You want to have a case of Mesa Kedarik. The Rishash is bothered why the Mishnah didn't have a case of Shaimrim, because Mishnah Aleph is Hamafkid is Shaimrim. So why is the Mishnah Beis should also have been a case of Shaimrim? And because of that, the Rishash has a pshat in the Mishnah, which gives us a new understanding of the Shita Sachachonim. The Rishash, the key words of the Rishash, for Rishash it's quite long, but the key words are these two lines. Mashma bedafka b'seicher hu depalik tanakam. It's mashma that our Mishnah is dafka where the first person is a seicher. Why? Dischiris b'yaymei mechirahi. Because something you rent for a day, it's like you bought it for the day. V'hu k'moy mechira al tenai she'azirenu achar kolois meshach haschirus. He says that our Mishnah is dafka when the first person is a seicher. The first person who took it is a seicher. Because a seicher dek nekuda schirus b'yaymei mechirahi, which is Lashon HaGemara lays, schirus b'yaymei mechirahi. When you rent something for a day, it's like you own it for that day. It's like you bought it for the day. You're the Baal HaParah. And now that you're the Baal HaParah, it's like a Mechira on a Tanai. It's like you own it for a Tanai. Now that you're the Baal HaParah, everything is good. What was our problem with the Chachamim? Our problem was that the Shoyal should pay the Baal HaParah. The Shoyal should really go to the first person. He's the Baal HaParah. So to Rishash, no, the Baal HaParah is the renter. We look at a renter as someone who bought it for the day. It's a Kinyan Lizman. He owns it now for a certain amount of time. He says, Zeu kavanas ha-gemara, dekoni b'shvua, ikoni b'misa, ratzalayim l'mafreya. Lav hachi, eze kinyinu, misa, shvua. Many of you ask me this. What does it mean, koni b'misa, koni b'shvua? What kind of kinyin is that? He says, no. It means that when I rent a para, this is the deal. I have to return it to you as long as it's alive. I bought it, b'chira li'aymei, I bought it for one day. And if it's alive on day number two, then I have to give it back. It's like I bought it on it tonight. If it's dead on day number two, so I don't have to give anything back. So my mechira, turns out, was a mechira loylam void. So the aside of the Rishash is that the renter becomes the Baal HaParah. He becomes the owner of the Parah. How does he become the Baal HaParah? Well, for the day he rented it, he's a chabayla. Skirusli yomei mechirahu. Normally he has to give it back and the bailus will revert back the next day. But that's the deal. The deal when I rent it is that I only have to return it if it's alive the next day. If it's Mesa Kedarka, I don't have to return it. Since it was Mesa Kedarka, turns out that I'm kainit, that my kinyan liyayim is a kinyan liyayim void because this animal didn't live past the day. So memela, I'm the Baal HaParah. So after Rishash, with that we understand the Chachamim. We understand the Chachamim that the Seicher becomes the Baal HaPara. The whole problem with the Chachamim was the Shoyl should have to run to the original owner. So now it's very good. He is the owner. He's the Baal HaPara. This is the Rishash's Mahalach in the Mishnah. You see also from the Rishash, as you saw in the Kutshei Shiurim, they're sort of bending over to explain the Chachamim. It's a Chachamim strat, which they seem to Naaman needs the most Hesber. And this is his Hesber, that he becomes the Baal HaPara. This is what it says here in the family. I mean, once we explain the Chachamim, we have to know what Rabbi Yossi doesn't like about it. I don't think the Rishash, let's see if he explains which part of this Cheshmer Rabbi Yossi doesn't like.
He doesn't hold
Mises making opinion. Because the Shu is making opinion. So you can't have false judgment
anyway.
If you say Dalant without Shu, Shu will say it. Why? The question is, in which Nekuda does Rabbi Yossi argue? We have two possible Mahalchim. Well, he have to say that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the concept of Schiris L'Yoymei Mechira, him making him the Baal HaPara. Could be. I'm going to get to a case where it'll be a big Nefgamina. We'll get to a case. Let's put aside what Nekuda Rabbi Yossi disagrees with. This is the Rishash's Mahalach, that you become the Baal HaPara. The Seicher becomes the Baal HaPara. Rabbi Chanan, in two places, in Bava Basra, Ois Yud Zayin, the more significant one is in Ksuvis Ois Reish Yud Zayin. Rabbi Chanan seems to go with the Rishash's Mahalach in Asugya. He doesn't explain how he learns Asugya, but he seems to go with the Rishash's Mahalach in Asugya. And he wants to use this Mishnah, the Chachamim Shita, as a raya to the old Kler, which we previously discussed. The old Kler, if when you're Mazik, who do you have to pay? Is your Chiyuv to the one who suffers a loss because of your hezek? Or is your chiyuv to the person you are mazik? If you could have a case where the person you are mazik had no loss, do you have to pay him anyhow? What's a case where the person you are mazik had no loss? So we had either the Reb Chaim's case with the two stamps that I mentioned, where someone ripped up the stamp and he didn't cause any hefsid mamon, but he's a mazik, he ripped up the stamp. The kler is, do you pay because you are mafsid someone? Or do you pay because you are mazik? If you are mafsid him, you are a mafsid him. If you are mazik, then you are mazik. So B'chana wants to first bring a raya from a case where someone is mazik a married woman. And the question is, who do you pay ripui to? Rabbi Chana Nemzon, that you pay nezek tzar ripui sheves ba'ishes, ripui is paid to the woman. She's the one who gets the payment for the ripui. Rabbi Chanan brings, if you look at it, you'll see, first he brings the Rambam that seems to say fakaret. Rabbi Chanan nemzan al pisvara, he has a raya, that ripui goes to the woman. Now, 1 minute. The husband is mechuyev to heal her. Part of the ksuba are 10 chiyuvim that a man has to his wife. 10 chiyuvim of a mamonis tikka chiyuvim he has to his wife, he has to feed her, and he has to clothe her, and he has to pay a number of things, piruka, he has to redeem her. And one of the things is that he has to pay her ripui, her doctor bills. That's a chiyuv of a husband to a wife. So why should the woman get the money if she's going to be healed anyway? Her husband's going to have to heal her. He's going to have to pay her doctor bills. Zot Rabbi Chanan, we see from this case, this is a case where the woman is the one who was genizikt, but she has no hefsid. She has no moministic hefsid. If you're mazik, a married woman, and she has to pay a doctor bill, she has no hefsid mamin, because she just charges it to her husband. But she is the one that received the hezik that was damaged. So to Balchanan, we see tashlumin is to the bala tashlumin, to the bala boss, not to the one who loses. Even though this woman is not losing ripui, it's her husband who's losing it, she's entitled to the money. So Balchanan says it's mamish a case that we always clear about, where if someone burns down someone's house, and the person has insurance on the house, do you have to pay him? So Tobel Chanan, it's mamish the case. Every married woman has insurance on her doctor bills. Her husband is her insurer. The husband has to pay. So, what?
It's not fear here. That's such a case that we don't need
the husband
to pay. Why? If he only comes, it's not to pay. It's not to pay.
Well, the other person, if the other person's paying the doctor directly, you're right. If that person has a tashlumi mamin equal to the ripui, then you're not right. So it would depend, Taka, if you whether you're looking at the mitzvah to heal or mitzvah to pay the doctor bills, which Rabbi Chanan himself says afterwards. But he says from here to Raya that if you damage someone who has insurance, you have to pay him anyway. I have no hefsid. You see, tashlumin is not alts hefsid, tashlumin is alts mazik. If you're a mazik, you pay. Who cares if you had a hefsid or not? And Zok Rabbi Chanan, that's the pshat in this mission, the Chachamim. Why don't the Chachamim care about Rabbi Yossi? The Chachamim are saying, who do you pay? With the Rishash is Mahaloch. Who do you pay? The Bala Parah. Who's the Bala Parah, the renter? He has no hefsid. The fact that this animal died causes him not a penny of hefsid. Because he has an insurance policy. He doesn't have insurance. But he has a policy where if the animal dies, he's freed from paying the original owner. So he has no hefsid. Zok Rabbi Chanan, from here, from this sugya, at least from the Chachamim, it's a raya, that you don't pay the mafsid. You pay the balapara. The balapara is the renter. The way the Rishash said that the balapara is the renter. A renter owns a para of lizman. You're a kind of para lizman. So memele the Chachamim hold that you pay him because he's the balapara, and even though the mafsid is the original person, chiyuvei tashlumin are not to the mafsid, they're to the balapara. This is the way Rabbi Chanan learns this Mishnah, and Grada, he mentions later that even if you're going to disagree with all of this, when you get to the Gemara's case, where he borrowed it, rented it, back and forth, and he has to pay, how many is it in the Gemara? He's got to pay three, whatever it is, paras to the, and there's no hefsid, there's only one animal, the Gemara's case. Bochana says, zichet zaraya, you don't pay based on hefsid. You pay based on hezek. Whatever your hezek was, that's what you pay. Bochana's namigon that Shomer pays al hezek. And Mimela, his raya is a shtaka raya. And Mimela, the Chachamim are beautiful. The Chachamim say you pay the seicher. The other person's losing. Teretz says you don't pay the mafsid. If you hold chiyuvei tashlumin and not to the mafsid, that to the bal hapara, and you take with the Rishash's pshat. So the bal hapara is the renter. So everything is geshmak. Who cares if who's losing money? You're not paying because he lost money. You're paying because he's the bal hapara.
Doesn't the shemesaker owe the original owner
a shvur? The seicher, you mean? Yes, I'll have to swear for him. That the Mishnah says that he's going to have to swear for him.
So isn't the issue some type of payment?
He's willing to give that payment. He's still going to have a hefsid. Just because he got the payment of a shul, he's still going to have a hefsid.
But there is a payment, whether it's...
That won't help for this cheshbon. If you hold, you have to give the mafsid, then the shul would have to give the original owner. He's the mafsid. He gets a shul, but he loses money. He would be the mafsid. This is the Mahalach, which is probably the Mahalach, the clearest Mahalach in this Mishnah is, I think, this Mahalach. You have to accept the aside that a mazik pays the bala behema, not the mafsid. If you accept that aside, which others can argue is maybe not so mustaver, but if you accept the aside, then the Chachamim are very beautiful. You pay the owner. Who's the owner? The Seicher. And Zakhtar Rishash, that's why he didn't pick a case of Shemichinam and Shemisachar. Because if we're in a case of a Shemichinam, he's not the Baal HaParah. When you watch something, you don't become the Baalim. It's only when you rent something, you become the Baal LeYomei. You become the Baal for the day. So bang, the whole cheshbon of the Rishash and the Rabbal Chanan fits. This is their mahalach. I have an interesting possible raya to this mahalach from a Ramah. The Ramah seems to have nothing directly to do with this Mishnah. The Ramah is in Chayshe Mishpat Saif Simin Reish Mem Aleph. And the Ramah brings, I think it's a tshuva, Maaseh Shehaya. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven sold karka to Shimon. Reuven sold a piece of land to Shimon. Bachrayis. Bachrayis means that if the Bachayif takes away from Reuven, from Shimon, Reuven has to reimburse him. So Reuven sold karka to Shimon, and he told him that there's a lien on the land. If the person who has the lien takes the karka back, I'll have to reimburse you. So Reuven sold the karka to Shimon. Shimon gave him b'matana to Levi, gave him as a gift to Levi. And out in that gift, he didn't get paid anything for it, he gave it as a matana. So Levi has a piece of karka. Vahi hayayim, what happened? The Baal Chayv, Reuven's Baal Chayv, came and took it away. This karka that was a lien on it from a previous Chayv. Reuven didn't have money. The Baal Chayv came, he took it away from whom? From Levi, who was Mekabel the Matana. So the Baal Chayv, well, he has a right to take it away, so he took it away. What happens now that he took it away? Reuven now has a Chiyuv, he was sold by Achrayus. So he has a Chiyuv now to reimburse. Shimon paid for the land. The mice of the land is taken away. So Reuven has to make a payment. To whom does Reuven pay? Who does Reuven pay? Does he pay Shimon? Or does he pay Levi? What? Shimon, what does Shimon have to do with this? We'll see in a minute. What does Levi have to do with it? Well, Levi was sitting on a piece of land and it got taken away from him. The Christ was to Shimon.
Shimon sold
the whole thing. He sold Bachrais, so he sold Bachrais. Whatever rights he has, he passes on to Levi. That's what Bachrais means. The question is if Bematon it also goes on. That's the question. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that the payment is to Shimon and Levi has zero tefillah. Levi has no taina. Yeah. If he puts money into it, then it would be a shaila whether he has to have how he gets reimbursed, the shvach, if the shvacha, nothing then. So it says that Reuven, assuming he didn't put money, he just took away the land. So Reuven pays Shimon. Shimon doesn't have to pay Levi, unless, of course, the Shulchan Aruch says, if he made beferish, a Tanai, that if someone takes it, I'll be chayiv, then he's chayiv. But Stama, he doesn't. That's a case in the Ramah. Normally, we could argue about the case. You could say like this, you could say like this. We could have a good argument. The Gra, on that Ramah, writes the following words. He says, Al pi bava mitziya lamin hei amin beis. Va'af rab yaisi sham loy polig b'kahai gavna. He says it's al pi the sugya of mitzia lamehayim in beis. Va'af Rabbi Yosi sham, even Rabbi Yosi in our sugya loy polig b'kai gavda, he wouldn't argue in such a case. How is this similar? What is this al pi of mitzia lamehayim in beis? What yisoid could you tell me? Give me a one sentence or two sentences aside from this Gemara, which applies to this case. It's also 1, 2, and 3, and it's also a bunch of people. But what is the aside of this Gemara that pops into that the Gra saw when he reads this Ramah, the Gra says, "Ah, Bav Metzia Laman Hayamid Beis." What you say from this Gemara do we get to that Gemara? Obviously, it's the Gra didn't learn like the Kunshas Ashiurim. That our Gemara, you pay because the third person was Makabel Achrayis when he took it. It has nothing to do with that Gemara. That Gemara is no third person is Makabel Achrayis. The Kunshas Ashiurim's Pshat, the Gra didn't learn. That's 100% for sure. Kunshas Ashiurim's whole Pshat is totally in Hilchas Shaimrim. And the Ramah's case is not a Shaimer. Someone who sold something and they gave up a matana. What shaykhus does it have? The shaykh is that.
Levi is like the original owner. The Yisrael is known to be Reuven. And it's
also 1, 2, and 3.
But it's reversed. Levi has no.
Why should Shimon get paid? Answer the question. So then as not, if the reason Shimon's getting paid is because of the Achrayis, which is the Chayra true, so you don't say Api Bav Metzia Laman Hei. You should say because he's the Bal Achrayis. Why does it have to do with our Gemara? What? You pay the. You don't. What you see from our Gemara is. You don't pay the one who's mafsid. You don't pay the one who has a loss. You pay the person who has a right to tashlumin. If you're going to tell me you pay the one who's mafsid, so then you have to pay Levi. Levi's the mafsid. He's the one sitting on the carcass that's being taken away from. From our Gemara, you see, you don't pay the one who's mafsid. You pay the Bala Teshlumin, the one who's entitled al Pidine Mamin to be paid, he's the one that gets paid, even if he has no Hefsid. You don't pay the Mafsid. L'chaira, that's what the Gra saw in this Gemara. He learned this Gemara like the Vachanan, like the Rishash, that the Bala Teshlumin, the Bala Para, for Teshlumin purposes, is the Seicher. He's the Bala Para. And even though he's not the Mafsid, he's entitled to get money. This Gra seems to say this Yisayid. If you want to have an earlier Makar for a Pchayim, do you pay to the Mafsid or do you pay to the Baal Tashlumin? This I would point to this Ramah, even though the Ramah is not talking about Mazik. But you see such a Yisayid that you don't have to pay to the one who's taking the loss. You can pay to someone else if that's the way it works out. So this for this part of the Gra, we understand the Chacham. The Rishash, what? L'chayre, it's a hefsid. L'chayre, it's a real hefsid. If you give me a matana, once I'm kaine it, it's 100% mine. If someone steals it from me, he has to pay me. He's mafsid me. Once you get the matana, it's a hefsid to lose it. If Levi already had the karka, he already received it, he already was kaine it, so it's taka a hefsid to him. Even if you got something for free, it's still a hefsid. So, the Chachamim, we have a clear Mahalach. This Mahalach of the Rishash, Bachanan, seems to be the Gra. We have a clear Mahalach that the Chachamim say, you pay the Baal HaPara, called the Baal HaTashlumin, the one who's entitled to payment, and you don't pay the Mafsid. So the whole Shverikat of the Chachamim is that it's the other person's animal. No, for Tashlumin purposes, it's the Seicher. Seicher is kind of is a Kinyan Li'aymei. He owns it. And the Neila, the Chachamim Agra. Now, the question is, where does Rabbi Yossi disagree? So I said before, we'll come to an Afkamina, how you learn Rabbi Yossi, or at least to a Raya. This Gra, who says Rabbi Yossi is made to the aside, very important Gra. The Gra is saying Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Yisayid, that you don't pay the Mafsid, you pay the Baal HaPara. That's what the Gra is saying. After Rabbi Yossi made the B'kai Gavna, like Polik B'kai Gavna. Rabbi Yossi would agree. So Vice says Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Etzem Yisayid, which is that the Tashlumin is to the Baal HaTashlumin, and not to the Mafsid. So why does he say, Ketzer halo is the schayer b'parasa shachaveh, right? So how, what does Rabbi Yossi, if the halach is you pay the Bala Tashlumin, he obviously holds that the Bala Tashlumin is not the Seicher, is the original owner. Why? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. He holds somehow, if he holds Dal Ant V'Dal Shmuaser, if he holds that the Seicher does not become the Bala Para, that Rishash is finished, that the Seicher becomes the Bala Para, Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree with, and that fits into his Lashon. His Lashon is, Ketzer Allah is his Chayr B'Parasur Shal Chaver, it's not his Para. Chama hold it is his Para. Rabbi Yossi holds that there's some hole in the Cheshbon, it's not his Para, it doesn't become the Seicher's Para. Memela's Lashon is good, Ketzer Allah is his Chayr B'Parasur Shal Chaver. And Memela, he holds, you pay the original person. Whatever Rabbi Yossi's Taina, which we're going to see when we learn the Lashon Gemara, it has to be, at least the way the Gra is learning, it has to be this Mahalach, a Mahalach that is Moida to that Zemisayid, that you pay the Bala Tashlumin and not the Mafsid. So we have now a Mahalach in the Mishnah. Of course, what we're speaking about today, the Kutshei Shurim seems to be more of a Das Yachin Mahalach. This Mahalach that we're talking about today is only going to be good if you accept the Yisoid. Like Rabbi Chanan says, you have to accept the Yisoid that payments are not to the Mafsid, payments are to the Bala Tashlum, which a lot of people in Svara have a hard time with. You tell somebody that if I rip up one stamp, the other stamp is worth twice as much, I still have to pay you, that people have a hard time with that. I wasn't mafsid you. You have a hard time. I don't have a hard time with it. I understand it. No? I understand. You ripped up the stamp, you pay $1 million. You ripped up the stamp. I made a second stamp worth $2 million, so. And lucky for him. But you have to pay. You are mafsid. If you understand this halacha, that if you're a mazik, even if you're not a mafsid mammon, you have to pay. So it's a mahalach. It's a way to... way to deal with it. What would be the din? If I have something I'm about to throw into the garbage. I have something I'm about to throw into the garbage. I don't need it anymore. I take something. It's worth something. It's not worth a lot. I'm about to throw it away. And as I'm going to throw it into the garbage, you're mazik it. Huh? Let's say I have, an old piece of furniture. And I'm schlepping it across the street to a garbage can, and somebody comes in a car and he breaks it. Does he have to pay me? Does he have to pay me? Huh? I'm assuming it has value. It has no value. He has to pay me. But it's worth like a secondhand thing. It's not worth it for me. Yeah. Not worth it for me to... Does he have to pay? Huh? Does Pashi has to pay, no? Double Pashi. Huh? He... It still belonged to me. I wasn't mafker. He has to pay. Was he really mafsid me? You could argue he was mafsid me. At that minute, it was mine. Even though I was heading to throw into the garbage can.
Why would it be mafker?
I didn't get around to it. I would have loved to. If he would have offered to schlep it, I would have told him he could schlep it. You know, there's this old Vietnamese lady who goes down my block every Monday morning. And she's taken all of my deposit bottles for the last 5 years. I think that Mashiach will come, if I want, I'll send her a bill. She owes me a penny for everyone. They're all mine. They're in my garbage can. They're all mine. She owes me money, no? No? If I took her to the entire, I wouldn't get all my nickels back. It's mine. What? Shows my das that I'm not, I want the garbage man to throw it away. Because they don't throw it away, it's still mine. No? It's a question of its hefka. It's interesting. In New York, by law, it still belongs to you until the garbage man throw it out. Really, Dina de Malchusa, these ladies are not allowed to take it without my permission. Not that anybody's going after them, but pi halacha is in mind. That's Ramesh is true about the chametz. When you throw chametz into the garbage, Ramesh and them zayin, if it's in your garbage can, it's still yours.
And if you know that she comes every Wednesday?
I know she comes. He was like, Sutta Shel Yam. What?
That's good enough.
Oh, but Reb Shimon said that it's good enough because he names on that there's a bittel when I throw it into the, you know, Selchus Chametz. It's a bittel, so it's good enough. But that doesn't mean it's mine, and I'm a vatel. In Selchus Chametz, it's enough to be a vatel. Maybe it becomes also, oh, it's mine, I'm not sure. Anyway, my point is that Chiyuvei Teshlumin have nothing to do with Hefsid. That's what we're walking away with from the Chachamim. Chiyuvei Teshlumin have nothing to do with who lost the money. L'chayre, this is the Mishnah. Chiyuvei Teshlumin have nothing to do with who took a loss. It has to do with who you took it from. The person you took it from, that's the Baal Davar, and he's the Baal Teshlumin. If he's the Baal Apar, he's the Baal Apar. If he has side deal with an insurance company or something, L'chayre would come out from here that this Mahalach, that he is not, that's not where the Chiyuvei Teshlumin are. Which way does Rabbi Yossi argue? I'm not sure. But I have a gra that seems to tell me that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing in this particular Nakuda. One more thing I'd like to share with you, maybe we'll get to it on Lama Vavam and Beis again, but we had on Dav Beis on the Beis the idea of Eid HaMisayeya pattering from a shvur. We had an idea that if I have to swear, if I have an Eid Echad who helps me, Tosis and the Rosh said, Eid HaMisayeya patters from a shvur. That I don't have to swear if I have an Eid Echad that patters me. Just like an Eid Echad is Machayev a shvur, Eid Echad patters a shvur. In our Mishnah, the Seicher has to pay to the original owner. Yeah, no, the Seicher has to swear to the original owner. The Chayra, he has an Eid Echad. The Shayel. He's not Negeya because he's saying a Taina that he's going to have to pay with. If he's saying a Taina to Pater himself, I understand he's a Negeya. But if he says a Taina that's Mechayev himself, so we believe him. He's not, there's no chashad that he's lying. So L'chayra, the Seicher should have a Ptur of Eidam Seyeya, Shepatim from Yeshua. So if you take a look at the Rosh, on the top of the first Amid Beis in the Rosh, he asks the Kasha, and what he says is, an Achinami. The Mishnah is not telling you all Dinei Shvua. An Achinami. If the Shoel doesn't know what happened to it, he can't swear. If the Shoel swears, you talk about to him. No problem. But then the Rishash goes on to say something else, which is Negeya to Shem Shemas al Shemir. So Mitzvah Shem, we're going to see the Rishash. If you have the time, take a look at it. For tomorrow, we'll do the stipler on Tosfos.